not enough wind to make any real difference. The queue for the ferry had grown long, even though they had set off from home before 9 a.m. Along the coast, people took their boats out to the archipelago to celebrate the midsummer weekend. Anyone without a boat had to travel by the car ferry that only took a limited number of cars on each trip across, so all of this was rather time-consuming and arduous. They had chit-chatted on and off, and Alex very cautiously tried to approach the elephant in the room, only to resolutely back off every time. It was obvious that he wanted to help out, but didn't quite know how.
"But it'll be fun celebrating midsummer on a proper idyllic island in the archipelago," he said casually, as if he wasn't really expecting an answer.
Alicia mumbled something along the lines of "mm-hmm" and opened up Instagram on her mobile for the umpteenth time. Alex glanced over and wrinkled his nose.
"Don't you think you've had enough Instagram already today?" he said.
"Nope," Alicia snapped at him, but closed the app all the same.
"Well, I'm here if you want to chat,"
Alex responded, but not very convincingly.
"I know," Alicia retorted tartly.
They had already gone over this. Alicia was the one that had ended the relationship, not Marco. A whole month had passed, and she should be over him by now. She was well aware of this, but it was hard to know where to go and what to do next. She felt like a newbie, untouched, despite being an adult, and the so-called single market had grown so much during the few years she had been romantically involved with Marco. She just didn't know where to start. Alex couldn't relate at all. He had been single as long as they had been friends. Well, up to now, that is. Alicia figured out that Alex's new girlfriend must be truly special to make him consider settling down. She was about to meet Sabine for the first time at this midsummer party that some of Sabine's friends were organizing. Sabine was already on the island, helping out with the preparations. Alicia didn't know all that much about her, to be honest, apart from Alex being head over heels in love for this girl, and this was new territory for him. Alicia could tease him about it, but she resisted the temptation. He would just get cranky.
"I think you just need to get laid," Alex blurted out, and looked nervously at Alicia. She let out a loud giggle.
"And who do you think would want to take this terrified, wistful face to bed? I don't know anything about sex that doesn't involve Marco, and I certainly don't know how to date someone." Alicia realized that her own words, albeit meant as a joke, were painfully true.
"Ah, stop it. You're a total hottie,"
Alex answered her, and this time he didn't look over, just squeezed the steering wheel and kept his eyes locked on the pier. She noticed how little red patches were appearing on Alex's neck as per usual when he was stressing. How weird. If they hadn't been friends for what seemed like an eternity, she would have thought he was hitting on her.
"Okay,"
she said with a slightly awkward laugh. They sat in silence for a moment or two, and Alicia could see that Alex was trying to muster up the courage to tell her something.
"Actually, about this party," he started off. "I should probably have told you earlier, but..."
"Alex," Alicia interrupted him, "it's really no big deal with Sabine. I'm sure she's really lovely and we'll get along like a house on fire, so don't worry, okay? I don't have the energy to talk right now. This heat is driving me nuts." Alex went quiet and stared out the window. Alicia said she would try to get some kip and closed her eyes. In a dreamlike state, hovering somewhere in between wakefulness and sleep, Alicia started fantasizing what it would be like to get involved with Alex in that way. It would never happen, of course, just semi-conscious thoughts swirling around in her head. But still, he was really hot. Alicia had seen him with his top off many times, and his muscles never ceased to impress her. Probably the effect he aimed for, even though she wasn't the one he wanted to impress. There had always been a hint of attraction between them, and many occasions had presented themselves when they could have got it together. But they were friends and nothing more. Alicia preferred it that way. She needed a friend like Alex. But what she did need in her own head was none of his business. Alicia imagined how sexy and tanned Alex would be towards the end of the summer, and how his gorgeous pecs would feel against her bosom. She erased the queue of cars and the summer heat from her mind, and envisioned how Alex tore off his and her t-shirt and pushed her up against the passenger seat. She started tensing her pelvic muscles and tightening her buttocks as inconspicuously as possible. That's all she could do right now, and carried on fantasizing about Alex's warm body touching hers. It felt like forbidden fruit, dirty and at the same time delightfully rebellious. After a long wait, they arrived at the house.